Well, it is Wednesday, so let's get a quick hit on sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Magna.
So are the Cavs going to put the Celts out of their misery tomorrow night?
If I were betting, man, that is the way I would bet.
Oh, I was hoping that you would, like, you know, seize victory from the jaws of defeat. Is that what they say?
Things happen. But, you know, you look at Game 3, you know, where the Celtics were able to win, and that was largely because LeBron James disappeared. And then he disappeared for a while in Game 4 with four fouls, and the Celtics still couldn't win that game, although they were ahead for a portion of it. The Cavaliers just went to Plan B, and Kyrie Irving picked up all the slack.
Oh, my God. It's a pretty good team when you got a
They're
Plan
a very
B
good team. I mean, that's the one thing that makes me a little bit uncomfortable is when people write of this series, the Celtics were embarrassed, or it was, you know, they weren't embarrassed. The Celtics, I'm sure, have been playing as well as they can possibly play. They're without Isaiah Thomas and all the rest, but they're playing against a better team. It's not embarrassing to lose to a better team. It's what generally happens in sports.
Well, I mean, I'm keeping my fingers crossed because you never know.
Of course,
the
not.
Game
that's
hasn't
why
happened
they play.
Yet.
Absolutely true.
Maybe we might see a game six here back in Boston. But okay, so given your quick prescription or prognostication on the Celtics.
I know we don't have much time today, so I'm doing the short answers.
Well, let's move on to this news about touchdown celebrations in the NFL because years they've been banned. I think people even called them like the No Fun League, but they're relaxing their rules on touchdown celebrations. What do you think?
I think they are trying to divert our attention from the fact that Tom Brady's wife recently said that he'd had concussions, and those concussions had never been reported, and the NFL has no record of them. The Patriots, wink, wink, have no record of them. And so let's talk about celebrations in the end zone. The fun league is, you know. So, yeah, as long as we're talking about that, we won't be talking about concussions.
Now, Giselle said this last week, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, I mean, so what's your give me more of your thoughts about that, because the NFL has as we've talked so many times, a terrible history about not even, you know, reporting concussions. Right.
Or misreporting.
Or misreporting.
Well, if you're married to somebody who has concussions, I think you notice. They tend to say things like, turn the lights down a little bit, it's too bright in here. They tend to sleep a little longer than they might otherwise sleep. They tend not to get the punchline on the joke as fast as they used to. Now, this isn't a sure thing. Concussions are tricky things. Mm. But my money is on Giselle noticing.
It's interesting because the NFL says, though, that their statement, there are no records that indicate Mr. Brady suffered a head injury. I'm going to give the NFL their say. Hold on. Or concussion or exhibited or complaint of concussion symptoms.
Last season. And simultaneously, numbers of NFL players acknowledge that they have failed to say that they've suffered concussions when they have because they don't want to lose their starting positions or their jobs.
Right. Well, Bill Littlefield, this has been a little 3.5-minute segment with you, shorter than usual, but thank you as always.
Well, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
And Bill does host NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear on Saturdays on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
You did it!
Well, that is Uzo Aduba, Emmy Award-winning actor from Orange is the New Black. She's a Boston Marathoner as well and a Boston University alumna. She was back in town this week giving a graduation speech to the BU College of Fine Arts. Aduba congratulated the grads on the fact that they're about to take the next giant step in their lives. And she said, go forth without fear.
I had a wonderful conversation with a young woman named Liv, who is preparing herself today to step out into the world to do just that. We talked about fear and found ourselves sharing a story of how we both discovered through trial only that skydiving is not scary. It's not. I had and or have a terrible fear of heights and death, but I realized that I was opting out of doing something simply because I was afraid of it. It's the buildup to skydiving and all that we were able to suppose that draws the fear. Our parachute is supposed to open, but what if it doesn't? It's that unknown that scares us. Not knowing what exactly happens in the moment after you leave the plane that can paralyze you from doing the very things your heart desires. Do not allow that to happen. Liv and I are here today to serve as evidence that the parachute opens and that the view is absolutely beautiful. Stand sturdy in that knowledge of what you have been taught and have known to be true about yourself. I can do this.
And as to what Aduba herself had been taught, she pointed to a lesson she learned from one of her most important teachers, her mom.
My entire life, my mother had an expression she would impart on my siblings, and as I made the transition from BU to New York City, she reminded me of it once more. Uzo, just work hard. I don't care what you do there, but be sure that you work hard, eh? I've never heard of nothing coming from hard work. I don't know what will come. I don't know when it will come, but I do know something will come if you are willing to work hard. And she was absolutely right. What I know about life, whether I am drawing from my time at BU running around this very track, or from the hours I spent here at the College of Fine Arts, or whether I am drawing from my years living as an artist in New York, I know that talent exists, but I also know you can outwork talent. You have put in tremendous amounts of work during your time here, and that work must continue with you on this next leg of the tour. Command from yourself your very best. You are now stepping into the world as a full-time contributor. Every minute now is your own. And the question I want you to wake up asking yourself is, this is my time. Why waste it?
That's Emmy Award-winning actor Uzo Aduba. She spoke to the Boston University College of Fine Arts class of 2017. Indeed, it is your time, grads. Don't waste it. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be back. This is Radio Boston.